Swansea fascist thugs made to look pathetic socialist party reporters. One particularly wet and bedraggled looking fascist, his face hidden by hood and scarf, held a banner that said White Pride Worldwide. It was a ridiculous claim for a supposed international event with such a pathetic turnout. The handful of racists who turned up could probably have fitted into the stretch limo that drove past at one point. The fascists' tiny turnout made the determination of the police to ensure that they be allowed to hold a rally only the width of a road away from the Swansea Unite's celebration of diversity even more bizarre. The Festival of Diversity had been called to deny the racists the use of Castle Square. The police committed serious resources, police horses and riot vans, to making it possible for the master race to occupy a small patch of wet grass within sight of the Swansea Unite's stage. However, the police couldn't save the fascists' embarrassment as their tiny turnout was derided by the hundreds of anti-racists and trade unionists, including Socialist Party members, that turned out to oppose them. A half dozen fascists who weren't at the White Pride rally attempted to disrupt the celebration of diversity. Fists were thrown, and the police made arrests. This is a warning to pay serious attention to stewarding future events and take nothing for granted. The main message to take from the day, however, is that a determined movement of trade unionists and working class communities in defense of jobs, homes and services can easily cut across the racist division these fascists come attempt to spread.